So when somebody tells you something new and radically different, what do? Do you ask for proof? If your neighbor tells you that there's an alligator in his backyard, you want to see it, right? And if a drug company announces a new miracle drug, you want proof that it works. Because seeing is believing, right? But what if a skeptic questions your faith? What if your coworker says the faith is all just a bunch of silly superstitions perpetuated by a corrupt institution for the purposes of controlling people? What do you say then? He wants proof that your faith is more than that. And all of a sudden, seeing is believing doesn't work so well. Operating by the rule that seeing is believing will only get you so far. And if that rule really applies, then we better get ready for some pretty superficial relationships, because that's the only kind we're going to get. You know how it is when a young couple falls in love, Jack and Jill, and some of the old gossips say over their bridge cards, "I don't know what he sees in her," or "I just don't know what she sees in him," and they are absolutely right. They don't know. But Jack knows. He sees in Jill the fulfillment of the ideal of womanhood, and she sees in him a wonderful man. There's never been anyone like him before. So who's right? The old gossips or Jack and Jill? William James once gave his attention to that question, and he said, "It is Jack and Jill who are right, and for this reason. They are right because love and trust and openness reveal what suspicion and hostility and cynicism will hide." Love and trust and openness can do something that skepticism cannot. I'm sure you all have experienced that. The people that you trust and the people who trust you know you the best. And trust opens people up to share who they really are and what matters to them most. Jack and Jill trust each other and have shown each other things that those old gossips will never see. Now, this is all said not just to disprove a popular phrase. It is said to get you to think about how we see and what we believe. Our scripture for today does the same thing. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. What is seen was made from things that are not visible. Believing is not about gathering data and finding proof. Neither is believing about ascribing to someone's list of acceptable doctrines. Believing is about a way of seeing things. Faith is a way of seeing. St. Augustine put it well. He said, "To have faith is to believe what you can't see, and the reward of faith is to see what you believe." The Common English Bible translation of this particular verse, which I read earlier, says, "Faith is the reality of what we hoped for, the proof of what we don't see." The New Revised Standard Version and many other translations use the word assurance instead of reality. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for. And these words have power. This reality translation asserts that faith almost makes those things you hope for happen. But is that even possible? Faith, as the reality of what we hoped for, is about what we have now instead of what we believe will eventually come to pass. The passage is not defining faith, it is a description of how it functions. Another important word in that verse is hope. And I know I use that word a lot, but it merits a little consideration for what Christian hope in particular is. For Christians, hope is not about what you wish, about the wish you make while blowing out the candles on your birthday cake. Hope is not about wanting some impossible thing to happen. Neither is it some kind of meaningless optimism. Hope is about seeing what can truly be. It is sharing God's vision and plan. Hope is affirming the glorious future which God has for humanity. And hope is turning to the promises of God and saying yes, yes, yes. For Abraham and Sarah, the still childless couple, hope was daring to believe in God's promise that all families on earth would be blessed through their descendants. For Moses, while he and his people were slaves in Egypt, hope was daring to believe in God's promise of a land flowing with milk and honey. The list is longer in the letter to the Hebrews than we get to in our reading for today, and that list reminds the church. For Noah, while the world was falling apart all around him, hope was listening to God and building that ark. For the Israelites, when being oppressed by the Egyptians, hope was stepping out in faith and passing through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. For Joshua, hope was listening to the crazy sounding instructions from God and marching around Jericho's walls for 7 days. For Rahab, the prostitute, hope was welcoming God's spies, believing that they came in peace and finding her life spared. For Christians, living in between the resurrection and the fulfillment of the kingdom, hope is daring to believe in God's promise of a new world order shaped in the likeness of Jesus Christ. As one pastor says, hope is daring to look at this future, seeing it not as a mirage, but as a certainty. And then faith begins to change things. If faith is the reality of things hoped for, then the believer anticipates the final outcome of what is believed, and that faith has power to bring change. And if faith is the proof of things not seen, then faith itself moves in the direction of the realization of those things that are presently beyond our seeing. Penny Lerneux, a journalist who spent time in Central America, wrote a book called People of God. And the closing words of her book are as follows. The people of God will continue their march, and the third world will continue to beckon to the first, reminding it of the Galilean vision of Christian solidarity. As a young Guatemalan said a few months before she was killed by the military, what good is life unless you give it away? Unless you can give it for a better world, even if you never see that world but only have carried your grain of sand to the building site. In Hebrews, we read that God is building a city for God's people. In our believing, we help build that city. Our faith, our belief has the power to change things and make our hopes a reality. We join in God's kingdom building work by letting love and trust and openness reveal what suspicion and hostility and cynicism will hide. And then we continue this work of building the kingdom by loving our neighbor, by visiting the lonely, and by feeding the hungry. Because of faith, we believe, and we see strangers in our midst, and we get to know them. So they are no longer strangers, but friends and neighbors. Because of faith, we believe. And we see immigrants who desperately long for safety and a better life for their children. So we welcome them and help them build fruitful lives. Because of faith, we believe. And we see the family member struggling with mental illness. And we know it's not a failure on their part, but an illness. And we offer them support for their health. Because of faith, we believe and we see that everyone we meet is a beloved child of God, and so are we. Because of faith, we believe and we see what suspicion, hostility, cynicism, hate, and fear try to hide. Because of faith, we believe and we see. This is how we join God in building the city that the author of Hebrews promises. This is how we do our small part, whether it is carrying a grain of sand to the building site or hauling a whole load of bricks. By faith, Abraham lived in the land he had been promised as a stranger. He lived in tents along with Isaac and Jacob, who were co-heirs of the same promise. But he looked forward to a city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. He longed for a better country, a heavenly one, Abraham and his heirs longed for the promised land, for the kingdom of God here on earth. We too long for that kingdom to come. It's not just about hoping for something better, for pearly gates and streets paved with gold after we die. It's about participating in God's building of God's city here and now. Through love and trust and openness, we are building a new city, one where justice and peace replace hatred and violence. Now, I, as an individual, may only add the 27th brick in the third row of the left wall of the garage for the second house from the corner, and it may seem like little. But if we all work together and keep up the faith, a world more grand than our greatest imaginings will one day appear. For believing is seeing. And so now, to the one who by the power at work within us is able to do far more abundantly than all we can ask or imagine, to God be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.